With spring over, Purdue is looking to add a few players ahead of the season, but how's the roster look now? Let's give our confidence picks for the Boilermakers, position by position, listing off those we're most confident in, 5 through 1. Kyle Charters with Tom Dienhart on Gold and Black Radio. Tom in a moment, but first this.
Designing and building since 1968, T&W has changed the way people think about construction. T&W's three-stage approach to designing and building is unmatched throughout the construction industry. Learn more about T&W's people, passion, and projects at twdesignbuild.com.
Experience unparalleled comfort, service, and cuisine at the Whitaker Inn. This Midwestern oasis is perfect for a relaxing staycation or weekend getaway.
Escape from the ordinary at the Whitaker Inn.
On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill, industrial and classic. The restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chopped salads, burgers, fresh fish, and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. A warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer, inspired cocktails, and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event in the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill in downtown Lafayette, welcome to our table. When it comes to land sales, it pays to have experts in your corner. AcrePro Midwest Farm Group is your local farmland specialist. With decades of experience in Indiana agriculture, no one knows the market better. Whether you're doing a 1031 exchange or simply buying and selling farmland, your local AcrePro agent will walk the land with you and ensure the deal is done right. Visit AcrePro.com or call 765-775-6502 and talk to your local land expert today. Again, 765-775-6502. All right, Tom, let's give our confidence picks at the end of spring, the positions that we are most confident in right now about Purdue football. We're going to leave some positions out. We'll just go 5 through 1. So maybe those that we are most confident in about the Boilermakers. Obviously, things probably will still change between now and the fall. With the transfer portal, Purdue could still add a piece here or there that might make a difference in a couple of spots. But let's go ahead and do this as the Boilermakers stand right now. How do we feel about them positionally? Let's start with number 5. So the position that we're 5th most confident in, or like 4th least confident in, perhaps. Not sure which way you want to look at it. But what position is your number 5?
Oh, just overall. Wow. I'm going to say the offensive line. I know they brought in a lot of new players. They brought in 4 portal guys, 2 junior college players, 4 freshmen. They have a good, they have a good core returning, though, with Gus Hartwig at center. You know, Marcus Bowe's back. Muhammad Moose is back as well. Kind of gives you 3 real solid anchors there as far as returning linemen go. And portal-wise, I think they may have a couple starters coming in as well. I think Corey Stewart's going to start.
Yeah,
big tackle from Ball State. And I think the kid from New Mexico, DJ Wingfield, as well. And just depth overall has been improved, I think, along the O-line. Again, deeper and veteran talent, too, where they can withstand some injuries this year. So I think as far as the top 5 positions go, going 5 to 1, I think I would put the offensive line at number 5 right now.
Yeah, you know, I put the offensive line at number 5 as well, which, you know, looking at how it performed, especially in the middle of last year, now a lot of injuries that mattered. Man, you had to play Gus Hartwig on the outside at times, which was a little bit crazy. So I think it's, you know, it's hard maybe to rationalize, man, offensive line, 5th most confident, but they've got guys returning, like you said, led by Gus Hartwig. They've done a good job, I think, in the portal. They've added some pieces, not only that could be, as you mentioned, like Stewart, starters, but some others, I think, who are veterans who, you know, in a pinch, if there are some other injuries, could come in, fill in. It just seems like, you know, at least on paper, that there's a little bit more depth there, perhaps some versatility too. You've got a couple of guys who could play a couple of different spots, which, you know, proved to be very valuable last season with some of the injuries. So I agree with you. I'm going to put offensive line in as number 5. Man, you better hope, right, that group is improved, is deeper from last season, because especially in the middle of the year, it gave that offense just a lot of problems. I mean, just the inability to allow Hudson Card to stay in the pocket and not feel like he was immediately snapping the ball and running for his life. I mean, that would make a huge difference this season.
Yeah, a lot bigger too. They got a lot bigger, and they hope that translates to doing better in those short yardage situations that it really proved to be problematic for Purdue. Seems like for generations, right?
Yeah.
So fourth and one, third and two, red zone situations. They're hoping, you know, having a bigger front will allow them to be a little bit more physical. And you're right, Kyle. I think this group probably goes at least 10 deep, maybe 12 deep of guys they would feel confident putting on the field. We talked about the core guys from the two key portal guys and a couple of veterans back like Jalen Grant, Luke Griffin, the McKay Coley kid I know they like a lot as well. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, depth, size, experience, all those things that help not only helps them protect Hudson Card better and also withstand injuries to themselves, but also to do better in those short yardage situations.
Yeah. All right, I'll jump in with number four here first, and I'm going to go to tight end. I just think you got to like the potential of the two young tight ends, Max Clare and George Burhan, you know, guys that showed flashes last year, especially Clare before he was injured. I just think that group, as it grows and gets more experience, can be a real positive for Purdue offensively. So even though, you know, maybe there's not a lot of, you know, game day evidence there for us to draw from, I'm going on potential. I think that tight end room can be pretty good.
Yeah, very good. I guess.
What do you got for number four?
I'm going to go with the defensive backfield. I know they have a lot to prove, but I really like the potential back here. Starting, of course, with everybody's All-American, Dylan Thienemann, coming off probably one of maybe the best freshman season anybody's ever had at Purdue at that deep safety spot. I know they lost Sanusi Kane. Now they lost Cam Allen, but still, that safety spot's going to have Antonio Stevens back. I know they like him a lot. They also like Joseph Jefferson, too. Some terrific young safeties coming into the program, too, Kyle. You know, Coy Beasley's going to arrive here very shortly. Ty Hutkins, another kid I know they're excited about from Michigan. So the safety spot, and then you throw in the cornerbacks, too. I think the corners are going to be much better because of the portal. You know, Nylon Green coming in from Georgia, he just looks like what a shutdown cornerback is supposed to look like, a 6 foot, 6 foot one guy, about 200 pounds. He'll be your alpha cornerback. You know, Derek Rogers, who got his feet wet as a freshman last year, you know, keep your eye on him. Or Kevious Brown played a lot of football when he got here from the portal. And they really like the kid at Star, that sort of combo safety cornerback spot. Kendrick Breedlove from Colorado, one of the faster guys on the team. So I guess the position, again, I'm fourth most confident about would be that secondary coming in the fall.
All right. All right, that sounds good. What do you got for number three?
Number three, I'm gonna go with the rush in spot, even with Kydrin Jenkins now an inside linebacker, even with Nick Scorton having transferred to Texas A&M, I still think Will Helt, the true sophomore from Carmel, is poised to be that next energetic and very productive pass rusher off the edge. And three portal guys, I guess, lends even more confidence to my pick at this spot here, Kyle. I think the kid from Georgia, C.J. Madden, is going to start opposite Will Held at the other rush-in spot. I think they like the kid from Boston College, Sheeta Saleh. He's got a lot to prove. This is his last year. I think he's going to be motivated. So keep your eye on him. He's a guy they think if he has even a pretty good year, he could be maybe a fringe NFL-type player too. And, you know, maybe the most intriguing of all is the third transfer from Franklin College, of course, a D3 school in Indiana, Jiro Ojada. He's a guy, he looks the part, Kyle, walking off the bus. Can he make that transition from D3 to Division I? It's going to be interesting to watch. But he's a guy, like I said, you love seeing those guys try to make that big jump up. You know, Ojada's going to be a guy that I'm certainly going to keep my eyes on this year.
Yeah, I like that pick at three. For me, at three, I'm going to put a quarterback in here, and you're doing it only because of Hudson Card. Now, I do think Purdue might be in a little bit better position with the backup to Card this year than it was last. I mean, for Purdue last year, it was pretty much Hudson Card had to be in there to give the Boilermakers a chance. And that probably is the case to the most part again this year. But I think Hudson's got a chance to really take a step forward now, his second year in the system. You know, should have a better offensive line. We'll have a running game. You know, they've brought some guys in for him to throw the football to. You know, how all that shakes out, I think, is still a question to be answered in the fall. But I like Purdue's starting quarterback, and I think if he stays healthy, the offensive line is better. I think he's got a chance to take a real step forward. Now, who is the backup? You know, could they go true freshman with Marcos Davila? Maybe. You know, Ryan Brown, perhaps. I still think there's a question there. And, you know, what would happen if Card would get banged up? I think that quarterback position takes a hit due to inexperience, maybe more than anything else. But I'll put Card in, and the quarterback room is my number three. I'm going to do the same for number two in terms of I'm talking about one guy, and that's the running backs. You know, I just think you have to have confidence in Devin Maccabee and what he has been for Purdue. Now needed a little bit of help back there, and we'll see how all that shakes out. But I just think with Maccabee, you've got to have a lot of confidence. He was better in the second half of last year, seemed to overcome some of the fumble issues he had in the first half of last year. Hopefully that has gone away. But I think if you're Purdue, you've got to have some confidence that, you know, the guy back there running the football now in his third year as the primary, at least one of the primary backs, will be able to carry the load for you. He'll need some help, and we'll see how all that plays out. But I like Maccabee and the running backs at number two. Who do you got slated in there at number two?
I guess I just lumped the backfield together as a unit. That was my number two between the quarterbacks and running backs, offensive backfield.
Yeah.
We talked about Hudson Card. I think Marcos Davila has a shot to be that backup. He was the guy who came out and took the first snap for the second team offense in the spring football game, for whatever that's worth. But I think he's the guy that's got the upside, the guy they got to start grooming and getting ready for next season. Will he be ready? I'm not sure. Would Purdue really put him on the field early on, especially if something happens to Card? We'll see. But I think ideally that's who they want to be the backup. If not him, I think it's going to be Ryan Brown for sure, who was really more of a runner than a passer. Had some moments in the game. He played a lot last year up at Northwestern. But Hudson Card alone gives this position a lot of strength. Then you talked about the running backs, of course. Maccabee, this would be, his third year. He's a cut above. He'll be one of the upper echelon runners in the Big Ten. He can run. He can catch. He can block. You're right. He just has to make sure he keeps those fumbling issues buttoned up. Reggie Love was brought in from Illinois. They like him a lot as a pass catcher. A good yin to the yang of Maccabee. A nice 1-2 punch there. I know they really like this true freshman too, Kyle, that came in this spring, Jaheim Merriweather. A bigger back. He's at least a good 6 foot, 6 foot one. Tall, long kid who can run. They want to get him ready. They want to get him some reps too. After that, you're looking at walk-ons, and I really thought maybe they'd want to get another back out of the portal, but they don't want to. And so you got Maccabee, Love, and the true freshman, and you have some walk-ons. And there is one walk-on they feel confident about, Elijah Jackson, an Indianapolis area kid who's really fast. So they think if need be, if he really had to get on the field, they could play him as well.
A big back would be nice. It's been a while. Maybe Xander Horvath. Who's the last big back that Purdue had? I mean, you've got to have somebody there to counter, it feels like, Maccabee, and maybe be able to help a little bit in that short yardage.
Yeah, he's really the biggest guy they've got. He's not a real muscular guy at this point. I'm not sure if he's a real physical back at this point, but he's taller. He's about 200 pounds at this point. So you're right. He does provide at least a little bit of something different than what they've already got back there for sure.
Yeah. All right, what's your number one position? What do you got?
Number one spot in my mind is the tight end slot, which you talked about before. I just think, you know, it's funny to say that without Garrett Miller on the roster. Of course, Garrett transferred to Texas A&M. He really never got on track last year. But even without Miller, I think Max Clair is going to be awfully special. George Burns is going to be awfully special too, I think. We saw him flash against Indiana late last year. Just a great athlete. And Drew Bibber, I think, is underrated too. Those are three quality tight ends. And I think, even the true freshman, Tavion Galloway, they got. I'm not sure if he's going to get on the field this year, but he certainly looks the part. But for sure, between Claire, Byrne, and Bibber, they've got three very quality tight ends. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see from time to time two of those guys on the field at the same time.
Yeah. I put the linebackers together as a whole and put them in at number one. The reasons that you outlined earlier for the rush in position, I just think that Will Hite has an opportunity, with what he looks like on paper and what we saw out of him in the spring and in the spring game, to really grab that position. Ryan Walters, Kevin Kane's defense is built for those positions to thrive. Now, obviously, you've got to have a guy with the right kind of ability there. And I think even though he's inexperienced, I think Hite has that possibility. I think he'll be able to rack up some big numbers. I mean, a guy with some real size, seems like some real athleticism, a little bit of speed. Kydren Jenkins on the inside, maybe his numbers don't look the same as what they did a year ago, but, gives him an opportunity probably for a little bit better potential as an NFL type player and maybe just a better fit in general, even for him at this level. With, I think you too have mentioned that, maybe he moves outside on some passing downs and gives Purdue another look there. Yanni Karloftis got some experience last year. Maybe he takes a step forward as another inside linebacker for the Boilermakers this season. You mentioned some of the portal guys to fill in at that other rush in spot. So a lot of potential there. I just think you've got to like this linebacker group as a whole, maybe a little bit improved even from last year, because I think you feel a little bit more confident, right, about the guys on the inside than you did a year ago.
Yeah, I think I think Jenkins for sure is going to be a cut above. I know he's never played the spot, but that transition began in the winter, went through spring football. I know they're pretty positive. They think this is the spot he would have a chance to play in the NFL at 6'1", 260 pounds. I think you and I have talked before. I think a good comparable would maybe be Juwan Bentley.
Yeah.
Big physical inside linebacker. And like you said, Kyle, they are going to put him on the line on 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, and let him be a pass rusher too. So they're going to take advantage of those skills as well. So you're right. Yanni's continues to get better. He's a good number two inside linebacker. And I wouldn't be shocked, Kyle, if I know they're looking for another rush end in the portal. Probably three spots for sure they want to still get out of the portal here this summer. Rush end, they'd like to get another defensive lineman. Of course, they want to get another long snapper too. So, yeah, they want to try to just get some more depth at rush end because of the losses they had. They had a kid leave too, a freshman, DJ Allen, hit the portal this year, rush end. So they'd like to get another body up front as well.
Yeah. All right, Tom, good exercise. Maybe we'll revisit this right before the start of training camp or before the start of the season, see how we feel, if anything has changed about the positions we feel most confident in with the Boilermakers. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, sounds good. Take care, buddy.
At Purdue Federal Credit Union, it's about a relationship. A relationship that goes where you go, wherever you are in life. A relationship that's committed to free financial wellness resources, lower fees, and innovative digital banking solutions. Because we believe in people helping people. Let's build your financial future together. Purdue Federal Credit Union, your trusted financial partner for life. Federally insured by NCUA.
That'll do it for our podcast for this week. If you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe by searching Gold and Black Radio on your favorite podcast app. And feel free to rate us 5 stars. Leave us a comment as well. For Tom Dienhardt, I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Gold and Black Radio.